What do I want to learn, from whom, and where? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. We have lots of thoughts for today in our life, lots of wonderful thoughts that show us the way to where we want to go, what we want to learn, what we want to accomplish in our life. It's a great experience. It's a great and wonderful experience. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. What do I want to learn? From whom and where? Many people come to the University of Healing after traveling the world and visiting gurus, and visiting great teachers, visiting great philosophers. I talked with a woman this morning from Florida, and she was saying, oh, I haven't talked to you before, because she usually gets one of our other practitioners. And so, when she got done with her conversation with us, she says, you are the most positive group of people that I have ever met in my life. You are always consistent. You are always positive, and you're always consistent. And I said, yeah. What we teach is for you to believe in yourself, not to believe in us. We are not your guru, we are not your teacher, we are not your sharer. We are teaching you to find the teacher and sharer within yourself of who you are. Now, what do I want to learn? From whom and where? Well, what I want to learn is that I am divine. I want to learn that God in me is all that I have to focus on. What I want to learn is that in the entire universe, there's nothing at all that's important except me. And you say, wow, that really gets you in the ego trip and gets you in all sorts of trouble. But not really. Those of you who have listened to this at all realize that's not true. What do I want to learn? I want to learn that I'm the creator of my universe. Every thought I think, every idea that goes through my head is something that I bring forth in my life. Now, what kind of thoughts do I want? What kind of things do I want to happen in my life? Now, from whom am I going to learn anything? Well, of course, if you come to the University of Healing and you talk to me, you'll learn from me because I am the great one. And what do I teach you? I teach you, if you come here and you think I'm the great one, go away. If you come here and you think that you're not learning from yourself, that you're just copying what I tell you, go away. If you come here and you think that you're going to have the answers to your questions because you're here, go away. If you come here because you want to be affirmed, confirmed, and built up in the consciousness that you are the master of your thought, that you are the master of every idea that goes through your head, and if you come here and you say, I need a car. I say, wow, that's super. How many times you want to need a car? I'll have you needing a car all of your life. Never having a car. You'll be needing. Oh, come on now. Don't talk like that. That's silly. And I say, well, no, no. You're the one who's silly. If you want a car and you say you need it, then you know, you'll never get it. Say, I now have my perfect car. And don't get specific about it. Just be general. I now have my perfect car. And watch as the car has become available to you. And as you become selective of which one you want of those that are available. This is what we teach you. We teach you to be confident in yourself, to believe in yourself, to know who you are. Art Linkletter is a very wonderful guy. You may have heard of Art Linkletter. He had Children Say the Funniest Things and many other shows. He's been on television, he's been on radio and so forth for an infinite number of years. And he was at the peak of his television successes when one of his daughters took drugs and an overdose and died. And this, I mean, he was a very wealthy man, still is, and there was nothing he could do. All his wealth did not help him as he worked with his daughter through that problem, and death was the ultimate result. Now, he decided that he was putting his values in the wrong place. And so he turned to helping other people understand, to recognize when drugs are there, helping other people to understand in their family when their children are taking drugs, helping them to understand why and how to work with them so they do not need to do that. And this is a little phrase that he said. He says, "You live between your ears." Interesting. "You live the way you think." And isn't that true? You live between your ears and you live the way you think. Now, I had studied under Art Linkletter at one time also. He gave a series of seminars at the Balboa Bay Club in Newport Beach, and it was on positive thinking and mental right attitudes and so forth, and it was very fascinating. And he was there, and his children were there, and his whole family was there, and had a real fine seminar. Really enjoyed it. But what did he say? Did he say, "You should like me"? Him, Art Linkletter? No. He says, "Like yourself." He said, "Like yourself." He said, "Begin to appreciate that you're a wonderful person, that whatever desire you have for yourself, you can accomplish in your life. But you first have to realize that you live between your ears, not somebody else's ears. You don't live in some other..." You see, this is, people come up to me and say, "Oh, Herb, you're a philosopher?" I say, "You bet." They say, "What philosophy do you teach?" And I said, "What do you mean?" Because I know what they're asking. And they say, "Well, Freud, Schopenhauer, Hegel, you know, Socrates, Plato, who do you teach?" And I say to them, "My own philosophy." "Your own philosophy? That can't be very good. Anything that is not ancient, you know, anything that doesn't have a name of something on it, it can't be very good." And I said, "It's the only philosophy I have. The philosophy that lives between my ears." I didn't say that, but that'd be nice to say. "The only philosophy that has any value to me is the philosophy that lives between my ears. And the only way it is, you live the way you think." And so this is what I teach and share with everybody. You live the way you think. You live the philosophy between your ears. And you say, "What do I want to learn?" I want to learn that I'd live the philosophy that's between my ears. And from whom? From myself. And where? Right now, where I am doing whatever I am doing. I refer to one of our students oftentimes who is in a very special monastery. He's in prison. And he's a very brilliant young man. And you might say, "He's studying this philosophy while he's in prison?" Oh, yes. And you know, he used to be a very difficult person. Of his 25 years in prison, he spent 12 and a half of them in the hole under super guard because he was doing bad things. Well, he started taking this course. And when he started taking this course, he started believing in himself. He says, "I don't have to fight the world. I just have to believe myself. I don't have to get mad at the world because they do things I don't think they should. I just change my attitude." And he changed his attitude. He's still got work to do. I mean, don't think that it's an easy show and it's over. But he's doing excellent. He wrote a thesis for us in our GIST, you may recall, under Joseph Guerra. And fantastic. A most amazing consciousness. But he's still got some work to do. And with the work that he's doing, he's progressing wonderfully. However, he is learning to live between his ears. He is learning to live the way he thinks, which is the only way he does live. Now, what do I want to learn? From whom? Where? I want to learn that I am divine. From myself and where? Within myself. When you and I can make that as our goal of direction of life, then it's all that matters. Now, this is a little joke that I read in the Saturday Evening Post, and it refers to where is your consciousness? Now, if you're a philosopher, where's your consciousness? If you are a fireman, where's your consciousness? If you are a teacher, where's your consciousness? If you're a psychologist, where's your consciousness? Okay, it says, a psychologist is a man who, when a beautiful woman enters a room, watches everyone else. The psychologist knows what he thinks, but he's interested in how everyone else is responding to the circumstances that are available. How does everyone else look at that beautiful woman who enters the room? Do they look at her like this? Ooh, oh, ah, my goodness, you know. Or do they look at her like this? Hi, how are you? Your beauty doesn't upset me or encourage me, but the lilt in your eyes, the smile in your face, the joy in your heart, I can sense that you're a wonderful being. And everybody says, yeah, you just like her beautiful looks. Hey, I hadn't noticed. You know, she is a good-looking woman, too. But stop and think. People who have joy in their hearts, who have a sparkle in their eyes, who believe in themselves, are usually very beautiful. And if yesterday you didn't have the sparkle and the joy, but today you do, yesterday you might have been ugly, and today you are a prize-winning girl, a prize-winning man, because you now have chosen to live between your ears and have a ball being yourself and having fun. It's a joy to talk with you and share the thought for today. I'm sure it's going to change your life in many a way. I love you. I love you. I love you.